This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. In the Garden State, a lockdown took place last night at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in Burlington County. The Air Force Base on X messaged out, "Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown," shortly after 3 p.m. New Jersey time. It stated there was an active shooter on base and all personnel were to lock down until further notice. No other details are available at this time. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Authorities in Pennsylvania have arrested and charged a teenager in connection to the murder of a local journalist. 39-year-old Josh Krueger was shot to death in his Philadelphia home earlier this month. Krueger was also a former city employee and activist. Earlier this week, 19-year-old Robert Davis was arrested and charged with the murder. The motive remains unclear at this time. Taylor Swift's new release, 1989, Taylor's Version, is available to buy now. The new release is a re-recording of her 2014 album that sold over 10 million copies and was nominated for 10 Grammys. Swift began re-recording her first six albums when her former label sold the master recordings. The new version of 1989 also includes five previously unreleased songs by Swift. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
The United States military is reporting a Chinese fighter jet on Tuesday came within just feet of an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says the Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. Roughly 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder made the announcement, adding the forces will not be going to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder told reporters U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. I'm Dave Collins.
The new Hunger Games prequel movie comes out November 17th. It's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. We've got author and political commentator and general wise guy, John Fleetwood, joining us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Emphasis on wise guy.
You like the revision, huh? I think, you know, on the fly here, why not? Let's just have some fun. Hey, I want to share something with you. A friend had sent this over to me. I thought this was quite interesting. Might be provocative for some, but, you know, kind of balancing out the narrative. See what you think. It's called a Jewish boycott. It said, a short time ago, Iran's supreme leader, the Grand Ayatollah himself, urged the Muslim world to boycott anything and everything that originates with the Jewish people, right? I mean, this could have been a statement made by Joe Biden. Anything that had to do with Donald Trump, we're a boycott. We're just going to cancel it, regardless if it worked or not. Well, you know, and this is when he made this statement, it really turns out to be like one of those, you know, Charles de Gaulle, Lyndon Baines Johnson moments, if you remember, after World War II, when Charles de Gaulle made the statement, I want everything America out of our country. And, you know, and LBJ, you know, asked him in a very kind sort of way, does that include all the bodies that saved your butt during World War II? Do you want us to get all the bodies out of France as well? And all of a sudden, the other side of the phone line got very quiet, right?
It's
Do you remember that?
No. Yeah, it's funny to me that the xenophobia that the left is constantly saying the right has comes out of the left mostly. It's crazy
to me. Well, it really is. Well, okay, so now you got the Ayatollah saying, okay, everything originates with Jewish people. Get it out of here. Well, you got a pharmacist, Meyer Trankman, and out of the kindness of his heart, offered to assist the Ayatollah in their boycott as follows, reminding him that any Muslim who has syphilis must not be cured by Salverson, which was discovered by a Jew. He should not even try to find out whether he has syphilis, because the Wasserman test is the discovery of a Jew. If a Muslim suspects that he has gonorrhea, he must not seek diagnosis, because he will be using the method of a Jew named Neisner. Now, a Muslim who has heart disease must not use digitalis, a discovery by a Jew. Should he suffer with a toothache, forget about Novocaine, a discovery of a Jew. If a Muslim has diabetes, he must not use insulin, the result of research by a Jew. If one has a headache, he must shun, I think it's pyrimidin, and anthropyrin. A couple of Jews, you know, discover that. Muslims with convulsions must put up with them because it was a Jew who proposed the use of chloral hydrate. Arabs must do likewise with their psychic ailments because Freud, father of psychoanalysis, was a Jew. Should a Muslim child get diphtheria, for example, he must refrain from Schick reaction, which was invented by another. The Jews are all over the place here. So the Muslims are really shooting themselves themselves in the foot by saying, let's get everything that is Jewish away from us, when Jews have contributed so much, not only, you know, to the Middle East, but to the world at large, John. And I thought that was fascinating. And this thing goes on because it even cites, you know, comparatively how many Nobel Peace Prize winners people have contributed on the international stage, Muslims versus Jews. It's not even in the zip code. I mean, Jews have outnumbered the receipt of Nobel Peace Prizes versus, you know, Muslim recipients. And that's with all due respect. I'm not trying to put it down, but I'm just saying we've got to understand, you know, the narrative in its context and what, you know, what this craziness does. You know, we go back to, you and I have talked about this repeatedly, about Jordan Peterson. You can be so ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. And this is what, you know, the Ayatollah is doing. He's rendering himself stupid by not even realizing, you know, what he's saying and the impact of his statement. I mean, why would you keep his people from being healed and taken care of because a Jew came up with the idea? Silly, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't care about health. They don't care about well-being, obviously. Mm-hmm. A lot of these more extremist, you know, Muslims, they believe in jihad, which comes from their texts. You know, they think anybody who doesn't, you know, bend the knee to Islam should get killed. So they don't care about health. They also don't care about being consistent. I think we talked about it before, Bill. I mean, my whole thing is with the jihad thing. If these leaders, they want their, you know, followers to go commit jihad, commit these heinous acts, and they say they should because it's such a great thing. I don't get why they're not doing it themselves. So they're in.
Well,
they don't actually care about health.
Well, they're up in the 5-star hotel rooms. Are you kidding me? I mean, who wants to be in a battlefield dodging bullets when you can call up for room service and let your minions take all the bullets? This is why there is an exodus of, you know, if the truth be known, of, you know, Hamas soldiers, for example. They're starting to see the thing going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Where's our leaders? You know, they're out there in these 5-star, you know, restaurants and hotels in Qatar and in Turkey. But, you know, the bottom line of all this, John, is that, you know, the Muslim population, and particularly what we're seeing down in the Gaza, the Palestinians, they need to decide who they're going to follow. You know, people want to sit there and assume some things and say, okay, Palestinians, and I take that assumption myself. I'm open to understand that there's some fair-minded Palestinians that just want to live in peace. You know, I visited Israel. I saw it with my own eyes. So that gives me some, you know, some background and insight. But, you know, unfortunately, these Palestinians are being controlled by Hamas, and it's killing, you know, it's destroying their land, killing their people, and, you know, putting them at the point of extinction themselves, the very thing that they've been championing, you know, from the river to the sea. Well, guess what? You know, that that curse, just like, you know, Pharaoh, when he threw out a curse to Moses and said, look, at you know, you're going to lose your oldest child. And Moses said, well, you know, may that be upon you. And guess what happened? You know, the oldest children throughout the land died because of the plague. And so, again, in a spiritual context, and for those of us who have faith and understand God and his sovereignty, you can see this playing out, right?
Right. And, you know, for Christians like us, you know, we're not emphasizing, we don't emphasize race.
No.
You know, God made man good in the beginning. All humans are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knits us all together in the womb. And that's all Old Testament. And then in the New Testament, obviously, you get Paul in Galatians 3:28. You know, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free. There's neither male nor female. You're all one in Christ. So the emphasis on race here is, you know, for Christians, we're not supposed to be emphasized.
Well, and for the world, because look at, if we're all divided and we're, you know, heading to our own camps and our own personal interest, we all suffer. That's what this is all coming down to, right? I mean, you know, the Bible says it very clearly. You know, people who read Scripture, I mean, we should know that. And if you don't know it, study it and own it. Because, look at, you know, no doubt Jesus is coming, and maybe sooner than we think.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you. John Fleetwood continues with us, whether he likes it or not. We always appreciate him on the show here. just keeping it light a little bit, okay? All right, let's talk FBI confidential sources. You're writing about this and commenting. Have provided criminal information relating to Joe James and Hunter Biden. So what's up?
Well, I think this is mostly a commentary on the mainstream media because of this. You've got Senator Chuck Grassley. He's a Republican from Iowa. He recently revealed these new details about the scale of criminal information provided to the FBI about the Biden family. And it was especially pertaining to some of the efforts that the FBI, they were taking to sort of sideline this key information and these key sources, some of whom had been vetted by multiple Justice Department offices. So Grassley comes out and he reveals that the FBI had over 40 confidential human sources about the various or out of the various field offices across the U.S. who provided criminal information relating to Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden. 40 Now think about that. You put the low hanging.
And how long have they had this information? Is this just this hasn't just been in the last 2 weeks? This has gone over for what, the last 3-4 years, at least.
Well, let's see. This is he doesn't. He might say in his letter, his press release doesn't say for how long, but it's so I can't answer that. The low hanging fruit here is obviously that if the shoe were on the other foot, what would they be saying about, you know, Donald Trump's brother if he were doing this, or Donald Trump's son if they were doing this? So they'd be having a conniption fit. But what I want to comment on is somebody on the in the media. Is if you look at the news, you pull up Associated Press, for example, you look at their made headlines, there's nothing about this.
Of course.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if Trump did this. Get Trump, orange man bad, indict him, he's bad. Well, here you have the incumbent president. You have a senator releasing this information that there were 40 confidential human sources providing criminal information on the Biden family, and Associated Press has nothing. They're covering the, you know, this main shooting, which is obviously important, but there's nothing about.
They're distracted by the main shooting. They're distracted by, you know, the chaos that went on for almost 3 weeks in the House. Now we got a speaker, okay, and then the convenience of what's happening in the Middle East. But you're exactly right, because Trump's always the headline, regardless. You know that.
Right. Exactly. If Trump had done this, they would have had this main shooting. You know, way down at the bottom, maybe, if they're even covering it. But AP decides not to cover this information whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's not like there's anything especially, damning about these 40 confidential sources. There's been incriminating information after incriminating information that's come out from the House committees, that's come out from Grassley. There's obviously the laptop. All this incriminating information, and every time it comes out, there happens to be there's something more important, according to these quote-unquote sources.
See, but they have to cover themselves, John, because it's obvious that they were, you know, in the tank for Joe Biden. They kept this away from people. Social media, it was a mainstream media cabal, enjoined by social media oligarchs to make sure that Joe Biden was protected and throw into the mix too a Justice Department led by the FBI, you know, based on all the emails. How many meetings were they having on a weekly basis? I mean, they were writing and they were scrutinizing, they were censoring information, and anything that could be perceived negative whatsoever for Joe Biden, they scrubbed. And whatever they didn't have, the slightest bit of information or a rewrite of Donald Trump, well, then no, it's out there. It's like this whole deal. I'm just sick of seeing this, John. I want to scream every time I see this. You know, it's like right now, Mike Johnson. All right, he's elected the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
So one of the headlines is that he promoted the big lie. Who said it's the big lie? Okay. I mean, maybe on our side, though, there's a lot of smoke. I say our side, people who believe that the along with 61% of America, oh, by the way, believe that the election was rigged and there was a lot of shenanigans that went on.
in a general context, I guess we're all, buying into that that big lie. But, we have, I think, empirical evidence to demonstrate this. And it's amazing. Even with the John Eastman case that's going on right now for his disbarment, you're reading the transcripts. And I mean, man, this is some serious smoke here about some discrepancies. Go ahead.
Let me give you some firepower there. This just came out. This stuff comes out every day. But again, the mainstream media, they go to work. They're the cleaners, and they don't let the American public see what's going on. So to your point about election fraud and these discrepancies that have been going on, there's something new coming out from, this is from Rasmussen. Mm-hmm. They do great job on their polling, and their reporting's excellent, by the way, Rasmussen. They just tweeted, the 26th, so this was yesterday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They tweeted, they reported on this Office of the Special Counsel for the State of Wisconsin. Okay, they put together this in-depth report titled Second Interim Investigative Report on the Apparatus and Procedures of the Wisconsin Election System. Now, here's what it says. It says that contrary to what Dominion has publicly stated, so Dominion, they're the ones who made these election machines that
right.
some people on the right say were connected to the Internet, right? Oh,
only because they had a modem. Only because they had a modem in the machine. So I'm sorry, but yeah, go ahead.
But well, here's what they say about Dominion: that at least some machines had access to the internet on election night, and shortly after the unauthorized access, after that was recorded, the machine failed and was reset, wiping all voting history and forcing that administrator to rely on unverifiable paper printouts from the failed machine. So that's from Wisconsin Office of Special Counsel, this interim investigative report, official report showing that yes, those Dominion machines, at least some of them, were connected to the internet, and after some weird stuff happened, they miraculously shut down, coincidentally mm-hmm. got shut down and got wiped clean after being reset. So this stuff is happening. It's just that the mainstream media is not doing their job to tell the American people.
And when you reset the machine, you need to have it needs to go through a specific protocol. It's not you just flip the button and reset the machine, right? There needs to be qualified people observing, because you've got to make sure everything is reset to standard. Right? Yeah. And it seems to me that it was... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment that why does it matter that it's connected to the internet? Why is that a big deal? And why are they hiding it? Well, they're hiding it because you've got guys like Mike Lindell, who did his, cyber symposium, and he mm-hmm. was showing data that showed that China was hacking into some of these machines, and other countries were hacking into these machines.
Well, it's that other tech genius, Pulitzer, the guy who did the he's responsible for inventing, the QR code, right?
Right.
And he's the one that did extensive study and research and shows you the amount of incoming data that came in during the hours of the election. And I mean, it's like incoming multiple millions amounts of data coming in, according to his research. It's phenomenal. I don't know how you ignore that and not even ask a follow-up question, right?
Yeah, you're not crazy for thinking there's election fraud, people, so be okay stating that. You're crazy if you think there wasn't.
Well, again, is it the big lie or the big truth? Stay tuned for details. John Fleetwood, thank you, sir.
Cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Today is officially National American Beer Day and a TGIF. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, every year on October the 28th, we honor emergency workers like paramedics, firefighters, EMTs, and police during National First Responders Day. Well, with us today is Maggie Halbeck. She's the president of Verizon Frontline, who is here to discuss Verizon's Frontline's decades-long support of first responders and the role technology plays in their ability to do their jobs both safely and effectively. Maggie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I am honored to be speaking to you ahead of National First Responders Day.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, we just so appreciate your effort and what you're doing. I mean, Verizon has, you know, been long connected with the first responders community. Tell our audience about that.
So we've had an incredible opportunity to work shoulder to shoulder with our first responders, and our Verizon Frontline capability has been built to serve the unique needs and the evolving needs of this incredible group of brave men and women. Over 30 years and over 37,000 public safety agencies have chosen Verizon Frontline to meet their critical communications needs. But, you know, that relationship goes beyond just the communications and the reliable network. It also is a strong partnership that we have built with a variety of different public safety organizations and associations, and we are always looking for ways to demonstrate our appreciation for the first responder community. We had a fun opportunity last Sunday where we honored first responders during the first lap for first responders at the NASCAR Forever 400. And
how
this
cool
gave the fans an opportunity to say thanks. It was really great.
Well, and it's neat because, you know, first responders are so appreciated. I mean, ever since 9/11 especially has really kind of reminded us of the significance of first responders and the jobs that they do. And as you say, Maggie, you know, with their job, it is so intense and critical that life and death is measured in seconds in the realm in which they live, right?
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned 9/11. Because we've been really tight partners with this community over three decades, we have watched the evolution of the use of technology by our first responders. So it wasn't so long ago, right, that really what the first responder community had was a radio on their shoulder and clipboards, papers, forms, et cetera. And now when we think about the technology that's in their hands, that's on their bodies, that's in their cars and ambulances and fire trucks, it's really stunning to watch the speed at which technology has evolved and the adoption of this technology by our first responders. It provides them a whole host of capabilities and situational awareness that not only speeds response, but ensures that we can try and drive towards safer and safer jobs for these brave men and women, because these are tough jobs.
Exactly. Well, Maggie, it's like what has happened technologically here, in a sense, you know, this is a neophyte's perspective here, but it's almost like you brought a portion of the ER, you know, to the field, to where first responders are able to provide, you know, a higher level of healthcare to ensure a positive outcome. Is that fair to say?
Yes. So one of the things that I would just share is if you think about the technology that's on board an ambulance and that's, you know, in the hands of the EMT, we are able to assist in providing data between that EMT and that ER doc and nursing staff, so that they can actually be more effective en route to that ER with greater diagnostic, with access to vitals. Those are the types of things that also make the employees, the first responders themselves, have a more effective kind of operating model so that the stress levels also are improved. And I would also say that just the type of rate of adoption of new technology is continuing to increase. We are seeing incredible emerging tech examples coming through every day.
How are the first responders responding, you know, to this tech, and what are they telling you about, you know, it would be so cool, it would be so much better if we had, you know, this kind of tech, you know, brought into the system?
So as I mentioned, we work shoulder to shoulder with first responders every day. I have an entire organization that does nothing but deployments. We have deployed over 1,500 times just year to date with over 6,000 solutions. And so we get a lot of that insight from working on the ground day in and day out with first responders. And my team is made up of retired law enforcement, fire, EMS, DOD, et cetera. So these are very, very capable men and women within the Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team. But we also do formal annual surveys. And we just recently completed this year's survey back in September, where nearly 2,000 first responders responded to that survey. And one of the things that I found fascinating in this year's survey was 13% of respondents said that they are using robotics or drones daily.
Wow.
And that 43% of them expect to use it in the next 5 years. Now, I think that's just fascinating because this isn't like Star Trek stuff anymore, right? This isn't futuristic.
It's fascinating and it's fast. I mean, who would have thought in such little, you know, little time how this has evolved, right?
That's right. And how that's happening is the networks. You know, back in 2021, Verizon invested over $50 billion in something called the 5G C-band spectrum. And this 5G connectivity is what is helping to accelerate the adoption of these new technologies, because all of these technologies are inherently wireless. They are disconnected, right? And
right.
So you've got to have a high availability, high reliability, highly secure, but also great bandwidth throughput in order to support the types of deployments that these first responders are going on with these next generation tech.
Exactly. She's the president of Verizon Frontline. We're talking with Maggie Halbach right now about how technology is being used and how it's evolving so quickly on the front lines with EMTs and our first responders today who are serving us. How are you seeing tech in public safety evolving, Maggie?
So whether we are talking about situational awareness or speed to response, everything is very data intensive. So it used to be that voice communications was kind of king. And voice communications, don't get me wrong, it's still very, very important. You've got to be able to talk to one another, not only within your department, but cross-departmental. Fire has got to be able to speak with EMT. EMT's got to be able to speak with law enforcement. And then you think about federal, state, and local coordination. So communication does still maintain voice. But the intensiveness of data, the camera feeds, the LPR readers that are coming off of light poles, the actual dispatch data that's providing situational awareness. If you do, you know, do drones aloft, you want to be able to get that information.
Well, don't forget that October the 28th, we honor emergency workers like paramedics, firefighters, EMTs, and police during National First Responders Day. The president of Verizon Frontline, Maggie Halbach, has been with us. Maggie, where can they go for more information?
So if you are interested in learning more about Verizon Frontline's capabilities or hearing more about that survey I mentioned, Verizon.com/frontline.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
With us as we're getting ready for the weekend and continuing to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, right? This is Bill Martinez at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com is going to be joining us here in a few seconds, you know, to talk about the news and what's going on in the culture as we continue to maintain our eyes on, on Israel and what's going on with Hamas. Adam Holtz joins us now. Adam, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. We're just talking that we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Pray for the peace of the world. I mean, for this matter. I mean, this anti-Semitism and, you know, when you have war and you have ugliness coming out, it brings out the worst of us, not necessarily the best. And we are on the brink of something that could be, you know, quite explosive and without containment. I know that the United States continues to think that somehow they can orchestrate and limit the boundaries of the effects of this kind of aggression. But once, the rockets really start to get serious here and start
yep.
flying around, you bring Iran into the deal. I mean, my goodness, the axes of evil will come together. And next thing you know, as some have looked at it and said, man, we're on the brink of Armageddon here.
Yeah, it's a mess, and there's so many layers, as you're, you know, just as you're describing here, of it's hard to even know how to parse this conflict. And I think for so many of us, and so many Christians, so many Jews, so many concerned people around the world, after the Holocaust, it was like never again, and it just it feels like we're in a place that. You know, I was even talking with my family last night, and we were all of the same mind, which is, why do people hate the Jewish people so much? Like, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing all over the place. I mean, obviously, in the Middle East, but, you know, there's news stories like crazy, if you go looking for them, just of Jewish people feeling like they're under assault. And I don't understand.
And you have a press secretary who says that Muslims are inordinately under assault more than Jews. I don't know where she got her information, but that's ludicrous, on its face, because just the opposite is true. I mean, I don't see where Jewish kids are, you know, closing down libraries on campuses and attacking
right.
professors or attacking fellow students. I see the other way around. But somehow that's ignored because time and again, this is what's happened. A pass has been given to Arabs who come here with ancient hatred. Again, people do not understand the context.
Right.
We don't understand that people have been raised. Young kids have been raised for millennia
they grow up with this idea that Jews must be hated, they must be annihilated. Now, part of this is the general culture. Part of it is their faith, their own faith that dictates. And only experience and the grace of God and the love of God and Jesus can convert their hearts in such a way. And that is to say that many Muslims, I'm not sure what the latest number is, but many are coming to the truth and realizing that Jesus is the answer. But it is a tough battle, because what happens when they do that, I mean, they are pariah. They are excommunicated from their families and their culture and everything else on down the line. So that is to make the statement to anybody else left behind that you don't dare, you know, make that move. It's like right now you've got Palestinians who are being pulverized, and are there some good Palestinians in there? I would think that there are, but they have to, I guess, and this is tough, because, you know, our country went through it. Our founding fathers and our forefathers before us went through this, and they put everything on the line. Their honor, their reputation, their very lives for the sake of freedom that we enjoy today. And that's the ante to the game, is you've got to be prepared to do the same thing. Now, whether it's Muslims, whether whoever it is in any country that wants to be free, are you prepared to pay the price? Because there's no cheap entrance into this. Because you have got to fight just like America did. We had to fight, you know, hundreds of years of tradition. And in fact, the truth be known, the battle that we're fighting today is still some of that tradition that has been lingering for, throughout the millennia, right?
Well, it has lingered throughout the millennia, and it has shown up even, you know, in the lives of some high profile Christians. I mean, Christians at times, historically in the past, have been among the most anti-Semitic people. Now, I would say these days, evangelicals in particular tend to be, I think, Israel's strongest ally, because we understand that it's God's, you know, God's chosen people, that he has his hand on this nation. But that hasn't always been the case, I think, if we look back through history.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, here the Jews are, you know, scrambling for their very lives out of Europe because they're being murdered en masse. There's a Holocaust going on. And you got Democrats here in the United States saying, nah, we don't think so. We don't want them. And but then, you know, what happens? Then you go, well, what happened to history here? These people, remember, they were rejected at our borders. They were sent away. And but they're the ones that vote in Democrats, the very people that were participating in their annihilation.
Yep. Well, I think one of the interesting things that's happening is the entire woke and progressive worldview. And, you know, obviously I'm at Plugged In. We deal with entertainment. We deal with those issues in that context. I'm not a hard news guy or a reporter in that sense. So that's my.
It's only when I drag you. Only when I drag you through it, right?
I read all the time, so I'm very much willing to engage in the conversation. But what I was going to say is, you have had a progressive left that has been in absolute lockstep on so many issues, and this thing has blown it up. I read a couple of articles yesterday about what's going on in Hollywood, that you have essentially people who have been allies in many ways are now drawing hardened battle lines between those who support Israel and those who don't. And again, if you know anything about Hollywood, you know that there is a long history of Jewish people participating in that industry. So there are a lot, and probably more than most industries, there are a lot of people of Jewish heritage in Hollywood, and they're saying, wait a minute, why are you not standing up against this? And then you have those on the other side who are defending Palestine, and all of a sudden, you have a rift in a constituency that has been pretty unified with all this progressive junk for a long time. And I find it interesting. It's interesting to me that there seems to be an awakening to, you know what, some of the things that are happening here that the Democrats are behind, it's just not good.
No, without a doubt. And the thing is again, you know, for the sake of some intellectual conversation, let's make sure we drill down. We own our own knowledge, and you go through the process. You do the hard work. This is, I think, the disease of many politicians and many ideologues is they don't want to do the heavy lifting of studying and understanding,
right.
Okay, the different nuance, the ancient hatred, the fact that there might be some, you know, well-meaning Palestinians that just want to be like everybody else, just live peacefully, raise their children, enjoy a good life. But also you need to understand that there are Palestinians who are members of Hamas and Hezbollah and
right.
The Fatah that want to take Israel down. They are the ones that are chanting from the river to the sea. Are ignorant, you know, American students in universities who have been raised in this country. They're just idiots. I mean, I hate to put it out that blankly because they're
yeah.
so ignorant in coming in alongside that statement. It's just like they did the same thing. You guys, you did the same thing with Black Lives Matter, and then you found out afterwards, you go, oh, gosh, not too smart after all. And all we're saying as parents and grandparents is do, you know, you're supposed to be smart kids. You're in school. Study this. Don't just take anybody's word for it. Own your own knowledge. Exercise your God-given intelligence and come up with some, something that will participate and advance the culture not only immediately but in mass, because so much of the narrative is being controlled, unfortunately, by the media, the mainstream media, that has no interest in that which is good and righteous, that which, you know, is going to promote the goodwill of all concerned. I mean, the pigpiling of, you know, of their writings and their prejudice is so obvious to me. And people need to see it for what it is. It's not very intellectual.
Well, and, you know, we talk a lot about the dangers of social media at Plugged In. But if you have kids that are on social media, you know, it's enough, you know, it's a lot to worry about predators and sexual content and all of the content issues that are there. But there's a whole nother level of training that we need to be doing as parents, helping our kids understand that when you click on some of this stuff, it's going to give you more of the same. It is, the algorithm is designed. And so if you happen to click on, you know, an article, a news story that is, you know, a pro Hamas kind of story, you're going to get more of that. And so I think there's a whole other layer of media discernment that we need to be helping our kids work through, because they don't know up from down sometimes. They don't know what they don't know. Not to say they're dumb. I have three very intelligent children. But sometimes they'll tell me a news story. I'm like, well, what's the source for that? Is it credible? What questions do we need to be asking? Just basic media and news discernment questions. Man, it's never been more important than it is now. The other night I was talking with my son and I was reading an article that I mostly agreed with. And I said, here's where you spot bias. You spot bias in the adjectives. I said, if you take this adjective out, it was like obsessively, it was some, you know, over-the-top adjective. I'm like, that is where this news story turns into an editorial, right here, with this kind of language. But that's a very granular way of thinking, and most of us, I'm not to pat myself on the back, but it's easy to not do that.
Well, it's what you've been able to observe, and this is important. I'm glad you're sharing this with the audience, because what goes with those adjectives is it ignites emotion. If it ignites emotion,
exactly.
then it takes out your brain, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
If you're concerned about
Adam Hall, thank you, buddy.
And want to
take
generate
care.
Your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy